He was a very active person. Give me another image. Where is he and what is he doing?
He's probably having a cup of coffee right now, planning his day. And let's see, he's got 80 million stops, picking up Caitlin, running her to the her workshop after school or play date, picking up the clothes at the cleaners, going to C-Town, running to Home Depot to pick up some needed household items, and running to see his parents, and of course, getting ready for Christmas.
Describe a time and a place where you remember him feeling truly content and happy.
There's several times and places that I feel he was truly content and happy. Of course, it was the birth of our kids, maybe our wedding day, and just being at home with his family, spending a New Year's together. But the most recent and most vivid was Carrie's wedding. And with that one, I'm going to get upset now. with that one, just the look on his face in the pictures, and just seeing that smile with Carrie, he was just so proud, and he truly had a great time at that wedding. I think that was the best. And he had just found a special spot in his relationship with her at that time, I think.
Besides the ultimate sacrifice he made, what aspects of his life have made you proudest of him?
I honestly have to say that, Joe, talking about being a hero, and he was my hero not because of the sacrifice he made on September 11th, but because I think of his dedication to his job that he loved, his family. And the love and the friendship that I think he gave by touching the lives of so many people that he came in contact with.
The world is a better place because Joe Levy was here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he just, Pelham is, it just amazed me about the number of people who knew him that I had just, they were just in awe of just the type of person he was. He was just a people person. He was just a happy-go-lucky guy. And, just so friendly. If there was an elderly person, he would stop and talk to them and take time. And he just made time for people. And that's not something you see very often in this day and age. Everybody's so rushed to get things done. People don't take time or make time.
So that made him stand out even more.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. And his involvement with the community and the church and his family.
Tell me some of his favorites. Seasons, I think. Mm. I know.
Yeah, as I said, he loved the fall. He loved the four seasons. Like he said to me, he could never live in Florida because he loved all four seasons. He loved the fall for its beauty. Christmas, he just loved Christmas. He loved to put up that tree. The tree went up right after Thanksgiving, and the neighbors used to take bets when Levy was going to take his tree down, and that wouldn't be before, I would say, Valentine's Day. He liked Valentine's Day, and Halloween was one of his favorite holidays because he loved to trick-or-treat. And, of course, the springtime, he just loved, when the weather started to get warm and we can go outside and do some outdoor events and trips, and then summer, the beach. So
he had it all covered, yeah.
He loved the four seasons. I would say fall and, fall, he loved them all. I mean, there's not one that he really loved the best, I could
say. He made the most of each one.
He made the most of each one.
Colors.
Colors.
Did he have a favorite color?
I don't know if he really had a favorite color. He used to leave that the decorating to me, but when he became a lieutenant in the firehouse, I never forget, he painted his room. And although it was supposed to be blue, it looked purple. I remember walking in like, oh my gosh, oh, this is bright.
They had it?
The officer quarters. He loved it. He loved to fix things up. And he loved the decorating to me, though, I have to say that much.
Did he have a favorite animal? Did he ever have a dog?
He didn't have animals. Oh, he had the turtle.
Remember
the turtle?
Yes,
yeah, got the turtle thing. Story. We didn't have animals because we were just too busy, and the kids had Caitlin has allergies and I have allergies, and we hadn't gotten to that stage in our life yet with animals.
Flower? Favorite flower?
He loved to see the rhododendrons and the azaleas in our backyard bloom. And he thought, the flowers in Hawaii were just amazing, the beauty of them.
Hibiscus and all those.
Hibiscus, yeah.
Well, we'll wrap it up for now.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol, for helping us appreciate who Joe was and for sharing stories that brought him to us. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Anthony.
Wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold.
Again, if Joe picked a song to conclude these interviews, there's a good chance he would have chosen something like this.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.